This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Appointments for interested consumers to check out the Apple Watch start on Friday in Apple stores, but a select few have already been wearing them. Musician Pharrell was apparently wearing one the other night while serving as the judge on NBC's singing show The Voice. And editor-in-chief of the website The Verge, Nilay Patel, has written a big feature about wearing the Apple Watch throughout the day. Hi, Nilay.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. You've been spending some real intimate time with this watch. You write that it gives you a lot of information, but not a ton of options to do stuff with that information?
Yeah, it's all about looking at things, and most of the options, once you see the information coming in, is putting people off until later. So there's a whole list of pre-canned text message replies that are like, I'll call you back, or I'll text you in a little bit. And I think that is basically the issue with all smartwatches. They're designed to let you know a lot of information about who's talking to you, but not do a lot of great communication back.
Tell me about the taptic feedback, shall we call it, part of this. This may be one of the most interesting features in your mind.
When Apple does something new, they tend to do something really new. This taptics is what they're calling it, is basically just a really fancy cell phone vibrator, right? It still buzzes you when something comes in, and it can make that kind of vibration on your wrist very easily. But the other thing it does is that it taps you. It actually feels like the phone is pushing down on you a little bit. That is so different and so unique that I think if Apple finishes the job of building out the capability, they will have kind of ushered in a new way of thinking about how these devices interact with you.
It seems like from reading your review, this is a device people really need to actually spend time and get to know. Is that a big ask of technology consumers these days?
I think it's an enormous ask. So a really great example of this is that there's a button on the side of the watch that looks exactly like the button on the side of an iPhone that turns the screen on and off. But that button on the watch doesn't turn the screen on and off. It opens an app that lets you communicate. And literally every single person, myself included, gets confused by this button. Because over time, you pull out your phone and push this button to turn the screen on hundreds of times a day. And so it requires a great deal of learning, I think, from the consumer of a device like this. And I just don't think that a lot of people are eager to introduce more computers into their life.
Nilay Patel is editor-in-chief of The Verge. Nilay, thanks, man.
Thank you for having me.